Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. Police in Lower Marion are searching for a man who was driving a newer model Toyota Camry, who they suspect was involved in a fatal hit and run. KYW's Nina Barati has the latest from investigators.
Around 2:15 early Monday morning, Lower Marion Township Police responded to a call near the Taco Bell on City Avenue. Detective Sergeant Michael Keenan says it's unclear exactly where a woman confined to a wheelchair was when she was hit by a car.
The victim was ejected from her wheelchair upon impact of the striking vehicle and suffered critical injuries.
The 61-year-old woman, who police say was unhoused at the time, was taken to the hospital and she died from her injuries. Police are withholding her identity until all of her family is notified and say she was frequently in the area. They're asking for the public's help as they search for the suspect in the vehicle that they believe was involved. They're looking for a dark-colored Toyota Camry that Keenan says probably has some damage to the passenger side of the car.
This is a person who was in the middle of the roadway in the middle of the night being struck by a vehicle. It's important that people know that. It's important that people take action and that we find the person who's responsible for it.
Investigators say surveillance photos then show the suspect in a parking lot near the scene where he appeared to inspect the car after the crash. Those pictures can be found on KYW News Radio's website in Ardmore. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council begins hearings today on the 76ers' proposed Center City Arena. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Normally, a new construction project would go through the Commerce and Economic Development Committee, but for this particular set of legislation, Council will sit as the committee of the whole, all 17 members scrutinizing the proposal. The Council President has scheduled 8 days of hearings, including 2 full days devoted to public testimony, but this first day is reserved for testimony from the Parker administration, which has backed the arena. Tomorrow, the 76ers are scheduled to testify. 3 more hearings are scheduled for next Tuesday through Thursday, as well as the 26th and December 2nd and 3rd. That would allow time for the legislation to get its first reading at Council's December 5th meeting and pass before Council's final meeting of the year, December 12th. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Groups against the arena are expected to protest outside of City Hall during the meetings today. No Arena Coalition says they believe the city should spend more energy and resources on things like schools and housing rather than a new arena. Preparations are underway to tow the SS United States from a pier in South Philadelphia to Mobile, Alabama later this week, where it will be prepared to become the world's largest artificial reef. KYW's John McDevitt reports people are already saying farewell to the iconic vessel that was a part of the Philadelphia landscape for nearly 3 decades.
Trying to make like a last-ditch effort to see it.
It's emotional for me.
Jason Taylor, Washington Township, and his mother, Gail, were among those taking pictures of the SS United States through the chain-link fence at the pier where the 1,000-foot ship is docked.
And just like passing by on the Walt Whitman Bridge, you know, like, there it is. I would tell the kids, there's the Titanic down there.
Their goodbye notes and flowers tied to the fence situated along Delaware Avenue. Alex Fogg is the natural resources chief for Destin-Fort Walton Beach, Florida, which is in Okaloosa County. The county purchased the former ocean liner last month and will be sunk in the Florida Panhandle to be transformed into the world's largest artificial reef. He says the ship will be repositioned during high tide on Thursday, and on Friday morning during low tide, it will be pulled by tugboat along the Delaware River under 3 bridges and into the Atlantic Ocean to Mobile, Alabama, where hazardous materials will be removed over the next year.
There will be some sediment that will have to be moved by the vessel being towed, but the hydrographic surveys that have been done by a number of different agencies show that the buildup is not significant enough to prevent us to be able to remove it from the pier.
Fogg says it was discovered that the hull is in great shape and there should be no issues in getting the ship to Mobile to be cleaned. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.